The body of Dorsor Myar lies in her modest home. A relative packs a bag with things she'll need for her journey to the afterlife. Her son watches without emotion as the funeral rites proceed. She died after being hit by an artillery shell in a shelter close to the fields where she worked. The shell didn't explode, but she bled to death after it hit her in the thigh.
The ground was shaking and my child was crying. The woman shouted, I'm hit," and later she died.
This primary school in the same village was hit 2 months ago, killing a five-year-old girl and injuring 8 others. Walls pockmarked with shrapnel and a hole left by a direct hit suggest the school was intentionally targeted by Myanmar's military. In a nearby clinic, a young boy winces with pain. Injured in a traffic accident, the doctor tries to patch him up. But aside from stitching and cleaning the wound, there's very little that can be done. Medical supplies are scarce.
The military government's practice is that they get food and medicine to the area when there is fighting. We have to connect with local resistance groups to solve these problems.
Even places of worship aren't safe. Villagers say this church was burned down by the army in the summer. But no one can get in to rebuild or repair because the area is heavily mined. It's a tactic the military uses frequently.
There are many landmines. We retrieve more than 700 landmines from John Dor village, which the enemy has planted. They use it as protection when they are weak. We have lost many lives, legs and arms to landmines. We have suffered more because of mines than in battle.
Back in the village, the body of Dorsor Myar is ready to be buried. According to local tradition, her possessions are burned. As mourners wail, her coffin is nailed shut and lowered into the ground. Another civilian victim of the army that was supposed to protect her. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.